I forgot to put one of my meetings on my paper.
Stand for the pledge of allegiance. May we begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We're going to silence for our phone. Thank you. Okay, call to order. Pledge of allegiance, okay, remember? Roll call, that's what I wanted.
Director Sanderson?
Here.
Director Israel?
Here.
Director Worko?
Here.
Director Davis?
Here.
And Director Leek is absent.
Consent calendar. Approval of finance and audit committee meetings in the morning.
Are we going to do that?
And regular board meeting minutes in the morning and special board meeting minutes.
I make the motion to approve.
Second.
Motion to approve A, finance and audit committee meeting minutes, and B, regular board meeting minutes, and C, special board meeting minutes. Made by Director Israel and second by Director Worko. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Worko?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Leek?
Okay, we have no warrant. Warrant or contract. Okay, San Bruno Pass, regional water line.
It went dark till January.
Yes, I went to the meeting last month. It was after our board meeting.
Okay.
And the only thing they talked about was they had a presentation of the developer of the Atwell development on Banning and Highland Springs, what they're going to be doing there. All the houses, 4,200 houses going up there. And they got a stormwater, like creek or river, whatever, you know, that they're building or whatever to help stormwater. And so,
really, they're referring to all those homes they're building through the Badlands off the 60?
Yes, I saw that, yeah.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. And that bridge that's going over?
That's almost done.
Yeah, huh? But that's all they're talking about, so it really doesn't affect us here, you know, because that's their development. That's all it was, the presentation. And the next one isn't until January, Lions. Okay, manager's operations report.
I think you all remember we're doing a rehab on well number 5, which is located on Seminole, just south of the outlet. So that was a previous slide I showed y'all in October, in the October board meeting. Since then, on November 15th, they've started the rehab. What they're doing is they're vacuuming the very bottom of the well and remove all the grit, sand, gravel, and dirt. And what they're going to do, what they had done already is once they finished, completed that job this weekend, they were cooking the chemicals to remove all the solids that were along the louvers and along the screen at the different levels.
They'll be doing that next week, you said?
What's that? No, this is this weekend.
This weekend,
yeah.
Past weekend?
To your right is to your left is where they're storing all the sand and dirt that they vacuumed up, And to your right is the volume of sand and dirt and grit that they're actually removed, and they're going to be transporting that for a disposal at a hazmat site.
How long are they going to be working on it?
They're going to tear everything down by tomorrow, so cause that way, because Black Friday.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Prepared,
yeah.
Okay, and then the following week, they will be putting down another camera to make sure that they can visually see that all the solids and all the rocks and debris that are obstructing the flow of the well casing is completely clean. And then they'll reinstall the pump shaft and the motor, and hopefully, like I said, by around July, and between this year of July and September, it went from 586 gallons per minute to 377 to almost 207 come September. And that was a big red flag for me and for the district. So next
Monday I can go check it out.
Yeah,
I can go watch them. I didn't know they started already.
I didn't know that, And then I told, they're going to be removing everything because of Black Friday.
Yeah.
And I told them, there are people that actually come in right after Thanksgiving dinner and start lining up on that street.
Oh, yeah.
It's like as soon as they're done eating, that's where everybody heads.
Yeah, it is.
They start heading to the stores.
They'll be there after they eat dinner. Okay, so I'll go out there with my hard hat and yellow vest.
Yeah, okay.
Just check it, just observe. That's all I want to see.
On the PECON survey, the revised survey, they finally came back with some comments. I will, this is the survey that I was reluctant to release to the owner until we had the had some positive, or actually had the County of Riverside make comments and approve it. So our engineer Sabrina is gone for holidays, and she'll be back next week. So I will be speaking with her and discussing this before I release the the survey to the owner of the property that she's encroaching on our parcel, and also to alert the fence contractor that we've engaged, because he's on a standby too. And again, like you said, I didn't want to release it to her or tell our contractor and then have the county sit there and completely redo the survey.
Yeah.
And then everybody's got to move their fence line. And so.
Okay.
The Morongo Bank of Mission Indian, that's on old business. And Mr. Covington did advise me that the board was unanimously agreeable and in connection. So I'll discuss that further when we get to that topic. And last, the County of Riverside TLMA received a grant for a safe route to school. In other words, they're going to put sidewalks to streets along Broadway, I think Main and Carmen.
Wow.
And now the downside, they obtain free money, grant money, but then we're obligated to relocate laterals, water meter boxes, and maybe even a vault, a below grade vault near the railroad, that one vault.
Really?
Yeah.
We have to pay for that?
And so, plus there's staff time, the cost for legal and engineering. So right now we're trying to recover that.
We have to pay for that?
Well, you got to relocate the stuff.
Yeah, because they're putting sidewalks, and everything has been a dirt easement.
But the one on Broadway, we all travel down, up and down. Realistically, the one on Broadway is necessary.
Yeah.
So, the others, maybe not as much.
So everywhere there's orange, they want a sidewalk?
Yeah.
Where?
All the orange that's up there.
See all the orange lines?
Oh, the orange lines,
yeah.
Well, I mean, I get it on Broadway, I get it on Carmen.
Yep.
But that whole little section over there, maybe I'm not. How much more does this map go?
It goes all the way down to Carmen and then towards the school.
So what about the streets?
All the way up to Irene, there's sidewalks. And there's Irene down, you know, there's that cul-de-sac, but they stop on the residential sites.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So they got grant money to, all the orange you see, those are the streets, they're going to put sidewalks in. Okay. So we're like, as I said, we're attempting to collect, get a reimbursement from the county of Riverside.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah.
Steve said, you know, there are other contributing factors, and you know, and I can't disclose that unless we're in closed session. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And that's my report for the month.
Okay. Thank you, Governor.
May I make a suggestion, and if it's okay with the board and Chairman Davis, to have Ms. Dias matter her first so she can get her out of here?
Yeah. Okay, new business. We have discussion action. Customer concern, Dias, from...
Is that you?
Yes.
Something name, how do you pronounce that name?
Mommy.
Huh?
Mommy.
Is it like
the
street
up
by
Malmy?
Is it like my mommy?
I think it's Malmy or
Malmy?
Malmy, I think.
Malmy.
Sorry, this is the first time I come, so don't know how it is, but it's Malmy.
Okay.
Good evening. I come today with my concern of my water bill been raising for the past 3-4 months. I've been in this home for a little bit over 10 years, and my bill usually used to be no more than $100 a month, between 80, 90, 100. But then there's so many inconsistencies that I saw of my bill one month being $80, another month being $200, the next month going down again. Every time I seek or concern that I have asked to the water company, which your guys' customer service representative, she's really nice, she's really polite. I know there's nothing she could do, and I've talked to her multiple times. She knows me because I've been in Capitol for more than 20 years, but in this residency, about a little bit over 10 years. So I know I don't get any answers, so I just kept paying my bill. But now my bill for this, I have this past due amount that is over $300, $333 and some change. And I cannot afford to pay these high bills where if you go to my home, I have no grass in my backyard, it's just dirt. My front yard has grass. But due to my bill being increasing for months and months, I saw that since 2017 and on, this point has been more inconsistency in my bill. But the most uneven, it's been for the past 3 months that they've been over $200. Like I said, my concern that I've been giving when I speak to your customer representative, they said, you know, it's possible to have a leak, it's possible I don't have a leak. I have family members that are gardeners, landscaping, and my husband is helping, used to be a plumber. We don't have any leaks. I even had my husband turn down our lawn in the front.
Sprinkler system,
yes, thank you. So if you go to my house, our grass is dead. The backyard has, like I said, has dirt. I would understand if I had, you know, grass in the front, grass in the back, my grass is beautiful green, but it's not. We have no, we you don't. So I came to her again because I told her I can't afford to keep. I'm getting to a point where do I buy food for my kids or do I pay my water bill? Because $333 for 1 month, when I know we don't use that much water, I don't know what to do anymore. So that's why she told me, she told me, the only thing you could do is go talk to the board and tell them your concern. And that's why I'm here today, seeking help to see if there's something you could do. I don't know if you, I know she said, the meter is supposed to be better, but I told her maybe there's something wrong with mine. I don't know. I told her it just doesn't, I don't understand why my water bill is so high. That's why I'm here. I have a family of six, four kids, and I cannot afford being, I can't. It's just been hard.
There's six people in the house, right?
Yes, but we're not home one day. My kids have all play sports. We get home till 6 o'clock in the afternoon.
They're at school all day. You're at work all day.
Mm-hmm. My kids play sports, so they don't come home. We don't pick them up till after around 5 or 6 o'clock in the afternoon. I don't get home till 6 as well.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Have you ever opened up a meter and looked at the meter?
No, I have never.
Because what it sounds to me like there's no reason you should have this much usage. So what is the explanation? You say you have no leaks. But as evidence whether or not there is a leak, you look at the meter, you pull the little thing up, and there's a little triangle in there. If that's moving and you have nothing on, you have a leak. And I know I have a rental property over on Bay Avenue. We had a leak for a while. We didn't know, except the bill was going up. So finally, we fixed it. The whole, whatever I'm saying is that I knew that it was fixed when ultimately the triangle didn't move. Because it doesn't have to be, when you open the meter, you open the lid, then you've got the numbers and stuff. There's a little thing there like that, and there's a triangle, and it's moving around if you're using water. And you said, I think somebody lives with you that's a landscaper?
No, I have family members that are landscapers.
Okay.
I have neighbors as well.
I'm just trying to help you with this problem. They should know what to look for. It's really not easy to spot, but if you know what you're looking for, it's about as big around as that. And it's a little thing that goes around.
He's got one
in
here.
See that visual words?
Oh, thank you, sir. Words. So anyhow, I think that's property. That's your side. This is, because there's the numbers. This is the water district side. So, it's burying a lot of sand. You gotta kind of dig around. It's not a lot of fun. You're not done with it. So, and this is the triangle. If that's turning at all, you're using the water. And of course, you're using the numbers. But that's because. Sounds to me like actually you may have a leak and don't know it.
Well, they have checked, and I don't see they told me there's no leaks. And
no offense, but like I said, I had two leaks on the property, and we didn't know about it at all until at a certain point.
And you couldn't see the leak in the water?
Until a certain point. But when I had it fixed, this triangle did not move. So. I won't say guarantee. I'm going to speculate that your property right now, if somebody went out there, nobody's using any water.
This is just this year.
It's just.
But it's the consistency of months, not just
sometimes gets worse. Not yours necessarily, but
Well, we're looking at, you're saying you don't have a leak, and I'm looking at a couple of different of the last bills that came out. Like 3,300 gallons, units, how is that another, is that gallons?
Cubic feet.
Okay, so 3,300 cubic feet of water. And the month before that was 62.
Yeah, that's the one that I'm telling you that.
But if you're saying there's no leak, the meter's saying that that's how much water's gone through that meter. And so I think what Mr. Sanderson's saying is to turn off the water in the house, like when the sprinklers aren't running or nothing's running.
There should be a water off valve at the house to turn off.
But
you wouldn't be able to tell if there was a leak.
That should include her bathroom, her toilet, everything needs to be turned off, including the water heater. Mm-hmm. And if that little triangle is still turning, then there's a leak. And the reason why it doesn't show right away, because we have like 8-inch and 16-inch line, and sometimes we'll have a leak, and the sand's so porous there, the water goes down. And its saturation, when it saturates the ground so bad, to the point where it actually has nowhere to go but up. And that's when we find out about leaks.
So how do you, I understand what you guys are saying, that there's a possible leak, but I don't understand the bills where some months are a little bit, and some months, if there was a leak, there will be, the bills will be all the way high. But there's months that the bill is a little bit, so if there's a leak, how do you explain that? To me, if there's a leak, there's going to be a leak all the time.
I know, I see that going up and down.
I mean, I think the 4,900 and the 6,200 are the outliers within the past since March of this year.
I mean, I cannot afford paying these bills. I don't know if there's something you guys can help me with, because it's tremendously, the water's more expensive than the electricity. It's ridiculous. Seeking help today.
How can we help?
Helping me pay some of my bill, or reimbursing me for something, or helping me review my account, or going and check my meter.
We check the meter then.
I'd like to bring to the board's attention that this account, if you another point, a contributing factor since 2014. That's 4 years ago. Pertner, every month she's had either yellow tag or red tag, which includes penalty and interest. So that's a contributing factor to her increase in her water rates too.
Yes, I do have past due amount, but I always pay my bill, and I do pay those fees as well.
So what I'm seeing is, when I'm looking back at like last year, I'm looking back at 2017, and I'm seeing like a normal use of 3,200 cubic feet. The bill, the amount, yes, we did redo the rate structures, and it looks like the amount has gone up maybe $30 for that amount. From, if you look at November of last year. So you used 3,200 cubic feet of water, and the bill was $145.89. We used it in October this year. You used 3,300 cubic feet, and the bill was 172. So the bills did go up. They did increase a bit, but that's only that's about $30 more. But you are getting an extra 100 cubic feet of water for that price. I can show you right here just what I'm looking at. I'm just trying to see. Yeah, the outliers are these big giant months. In like September, like 62.
It's on page 6.
Yeah.
Of the bill, the transaction itself.
And so we did, you know, restructure the pricing scale, but I'm seeing that go up, you know, $30 for that amount of water usage. which is a lot higher than, you know, other uses that's going on, I would say, on average. But on average, it looks to be on par with the amount of water that you've been using. So I'm not seeing a big increase except for those two outlier ones, which is the 6,200 and the 4,900.
Yeah, just during the years that I've been there, like I said, little by little, I've seen an increase on my water bill. And we don't do anything different. That's why now it's just concerned. Yes, I see what you're seeing there, 2017 in November. But then for December, it's the usage is 1,100. Like, you see that consistency there?
Yeah, I see a drop there, but... Well, I've seen it drop there.
I just don't understand how one month to another could be so much different.
I mean, if I'm looking at this and I just saw this and I'm looking at that September one, I would definitely say, oh. Like that would be my first thing. Like, whoa, there's leak.
That's a lot of usage.
That's a lot of. That's a lot. Yeah.
That's 6,200.
Well, yeah. Like I said, I want to understand. Like I said, you go to my home, and I was going to take pictures, but I didn't have time. So if you were to drive to my home, where you guys could go, and you're saying, "I love your grass. It's beautiful. It's green. Your backyard. You have a gorgeous backyard." But I don't. Like I said, I even have. My grass is dead because I have to do that because I cannot afford the bills, and instead of helping me increase it, they're increasing it, and it makes no sense to me. So that's why I'm here today. I understand you guys could review, and I have it too, and I can go back and forth, but I'm seeking help now.
So let's say we reduce it substantially financially, and you have a water leak, it's going to come back.
So that's why I'm seeking your help. If you're the concern of helping me go and actually check the meter for me. If it is, I understand you guys put new meters, but they could have, my meter could be one of those that could be, that's not working properly.
Well, it's also like Calvin says, everything in the house has to be non-operational as far as water goes.
Well, we have to do that.
That means...
We have to do that. I mean, if I have to do whatever I have to do, if you guys could help me, I'll do it. I'm on vacation this week. I have my kids on vacation, and we have to turn everything off, and I can take my kids to my sisters, and okay.
Just don't have the water.
No, it's just not turning the faucet off.
He's talking about the water heater, but that's minimal. You know,
and it's like 5 minutes of, like, just don't flush the toilets right
and
now.
Right, and like, the water heater warms up.
And the sprinklers, you know, not in the sprinklers are.
Yeah, I'm not just asking just to see if you guys could just to pay my bill, but I'm asking if you guys could help me also for the future, like you were saying, of how good for this not to happen and keep happening, because I cannot afford home for this to keep happening. That's why I'm here.
You need to determine if you have a water leak, and using that little triangle, I don't know what the requirements are for, if is the water district, you know, if you set up a time, are they going to be able to look, you know, make sure that it's not leaking? I don't know if that's been offered before, Calvin.
Yep, we can do it tomorrow if you're available.
I'm sorry?
We can come out and test your meter if you're available.
Yes. Yeah.
And then they know how. In other words, they know to turn everything off.
Yeah. You just tell me what time and if you're arranging it.
And then at least right now, I'm thinking about who, you know, until next month.
Okay.
And that's what I'm thinking about. Well, we have procedures we have to follow, and unless until we have the information, I'm going to make a motion
to move it
to next month. So,
this
is
scheduled for
11:00
tomorrow.
Oh, scheduled for 11:00? Oh, do I know what the schedule is? No, I'm not sure.
No,
yeah.
I'm going to ask him.
11:00 tomorrow, is it going to be available?
That's fine. I'm not sure on top of my head, but I'll make
it.
That's fine.
Well, how about between 10 and 11?
Okay. have to.
I think I have your phone number here.
You just make sure everything's off.
You just have.
When they hit that.
Everything's off. I'll shut all the valves, nothing.
And that's not going to cost for anything, right, Colin?
That's it?
That's at no charge, right?
I have a question for Calvin before I make the motion.
I think I have, Ellen has your number, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so.
760.
So Calvin, I'm suggesting that we table it till next month. And the penalties for at least now till next month, can they be not put on?
Up to the board.
Oh,
it's not up to management, it's up to the board.
Okay. All right, that's cool. That's fine. So, I want to make sure, is there anything else you want to say?
No, I just want to thank you guys for listening to me and kind of help me and my family, like I said, with this concern, because I didn't know what to do anymore. And your cousin, she suggested, she's like, sign up. There's nothing I could do, unfortunately, so I recommend you going to the board and telling them, because she's like, I understand what you're going through, it's ridiculous. So that's why I'm here seeking your help.
This is one thing. Okay.
And I'm glad to show up.
Yeah.
Some people just submit paperwork and they don't show up. Meet their case. And
no, I'm speaking here for my kids, so
yeah.
That's why I'm here.
So I'm going to make a motion that this be tabled till next month. And no penalties for this period of time.
And make sure you include water district crew will come between 10 and 11 tomorrow. The only reason I say 10 and 11 is because I don't know what your schedule is.
Yeah. And this is contingent upon Zeta being present at her residence between 10 and 11 tomorrow, and the water district looking for her triangle.
Okay.
That's my motion.
Okay.
So what happens to
you? Okay, so motion to table an action until next month and for no penalties for this period of time until the field crew. Well, as long as Zeta is present, while the field crew goes and checks her meter, check for any leaks, made by Director Sanderson. Did anybody second?
Second.
Oh, okay. And second by Director Wargo. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Link is absent.
So, I'm sorry, you had something.
So I just want to say thank you to all of you for doing this, and I'll be there tomorrow morning to make sure we're there so you can check
them. Yeah, I'll call you at 10, and I'll let you know.
We'll take thank you in advance, because you never know.
No, but at least your guys are trying to help me.
So that's what counts.
So then, are you going to move it for the next meeting to see the outcome of?
Yeah, next month's meeting will be.
Next month? It's the third Tuesday of each month.
It's December
18th,
I think.
December the
18th.
So and then I'll
send
you guys the outcome.
We'll be able to hear with Calvin. Yeah, with Calvin.
Maybe more expensive. You might have that. Well, you have people that work in the industry, so they might be able to come out and find it, if there is a leak. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But if there's no leak, how are you guys going to help me in my bill? That was my question.
Well, you won't be penalized until December the 18th. And then, can you do payments?
I could do payments, but I'm still going to be paying them now.
We're going to have to look at that after we look and make sure that there's no... Calvin's going to go and he's going to see the meter. He's going to say, is there anything wrong with this meter, right? And he's going to, you know, see if there's a leak, if it's running, if there's a leak. So he's already going to go out free of charge to look at it, look at it, and make sure it's that, and then we'll have to make this into based on.
The other option, if we have that meter calibrated, to get to a state certified pumps and measure which is in Banning, and if it comes back within, you know, like five, within negative five or plus five, and that's acceptable, then you're going to have to pay for the transportation and disassemble and reassemble of the meter. If it comes back bad, then it's on us, and then I'll discuss with the board discounting your bill.
How much does that be?
I think it's $55 to
$100. $55 to $100?
$100, yeah. Depends on how much work we have to do with moving that meter. But didn't we just reinstall a new meter for you?
I'm sorry?
Didn't we just put a new meter there?
Yes, I was told. Yeah, I remember that it was like 3 months ago.
So it should be. So that's the other option.
Well, we'll see you once we go tomorrow then.
Yeah, you don't need to make that decision now.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. All business? Pardon? Yeah.
No, she wasn't.
Discussion on interconnection between Morongo Tribe Tribal Reservoir and Tank 2 in providing or allowing electrical power to their production well and reservoir control panel.
Let me find my notes.
I don't have a discussion on it. I don't think we should.
That's the one
when Clinton came in last month and wants to tap into our electricity and put a pipeline in. So if we need water, then we can get from that.
The one comment I have on it is considering the different differences in income levels, a 50-50 split on the cost is, that should be taken into consideration. The income levels. I know that 10 years ago I did a tax return for a tribal member and they had $250,000 a year, and that was 10 years ago. So, and I've shown you the thing that I show you all about the 44% poverty rate, you know, 46%. My only suggestion is that at least everybody should be knowledgeable of this if they're going to make a decision on this 50-50. I don't disagree necessarily with Maxine, but at least the cost would be 50-50.
Are you for the idea or against
it? Well, you guys already voted yes on looking into it.
Looking into it is a different story. Right. Actually going through with it, that's something else.
It is management's recommendation that we go into closed session because it's a potential liability.
And
then we can talk freely about it.
Well, we'll wait for, what's his name, is it Mr. Cummings?
He's not allowed in closed session.
Yeah.
The public is not allowed in closed session.
No, but don't we have further information? I guess that's my question, no?
I told him that I would advise the board of that his tribal council was unanimously and agreeable and moving forward. And that's all I told him that I would notify you guys of that. And as I said, this management's recommendation to the board that we discuss this in closed session.
I make the motion we go ahead and put this on the table for next month, on the agenda for next month, as a closed session item.
I second the motion. Thank you, Bill. Mm-hmm.
Okay, roll call.
Mm-hmm.
Motion to table this until next month and put this on the agenda as a closed session item, made by Director Israel and seconded by Director Sanderson. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Link is absent.
Hey, old business two. Best in action. OSHA certified training for district field crew and staff. Anybody have any comments for that, or? I have no problem.
Have we heard back on any recommendations?
I have reached out to several entities that does Cal OSHA training, including our supervisor, Morgan, and no one has replied to us, not even an email or a courtesy of a phone call. So what I'm recommending to the board is that we move forward with Lancaster. I will only commit the district to an annual contract with the option to renew. So during that year, if we find someone else that costs a little less, we can revisit it. But as I said, when we had Mr. Carney from Best and Krieger, he advised us all that there are certain job category that requires annual, 6 months, and some even quarterly. It's kind of like your first aid, a CPR card, is only good for 2 years.
Right.
So that's what I'm suggesting to the board, that we move forward with Lancaster, and but I will only commit to a annual contract with option to renew. I think the board had authorized management to spend up to $10,000. If we use the other option of an option to renew, then it's about, I think it's like $8,900 or less.
That's the only one that has.
That's the only one that's responded.
I make the motion to go ahead and approve. If that's the only one that's responded.
The Lancaster?
Yeah.
Maximum 10K? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Is that what it is, maximum 10K?
I think it's, let me add this.
Number under.
We recently had a job site accident, and there were just real minor injuries. But the employee that was injured didn't have to spend time in the hospital. There was no loss of limb or life, so OSHA is not going to take action. But it's just, it was something very foolish that the crew did. And the reason why we didn't start the backhoe training, our first class, is because the person that we contracted with the city of Riverside, they had an oops, and he's on the safety committee. And the guy was in the riverbed. He lifted a big boulder, and then the whole deal is you're supposed to lower it before you move the tractor, and he failed to lower the bucket, and it tipped over. Then he panicked and took the arm trying to lift the tractor back up, and it flexed the cab, and all the glass broke out. So, yeah. So that, this is the reason why, you know, I'm pushing this training.
Okay.
So your motion is still?
Is to approve it for the flexible.
Yeah, LCSI.
I second the motion.
Is it with a maximum of 10,000?
Yeah.
Okay. Motion to approve OSHA certified training through LCSI Lancaster with a maximum of 10 grand, made by Director Israel and second by Director Sanderson. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Link is absent.
Okay, well, business number three, discussion. Sustainable Groundwater Management Act. Okay.
We actually had a SGMA meeting. SGMA is a Sustainable Groundwater Management Act. And we're still bartering about the split with the grant money that we had not received yet. However, the Department of Water Resources did email us and advised us that the intention of funding Cabazon's well project, production well one rehab prior to the end of the current fiscal year, which she indicated spring of 2019. The pipeline project, which is the valve replacement or upgrades in the east side of town, he's slating that for receiving funding next fiscal year, earmarked for July 1st of 2019. Some of the topics that were discussed today was the status of the grant, status of the well monitoring project, which is moving forward, and that's where they're going to fund exploratory diggings to install well monitoring in three locations. And I had offered for them to dispose of the excess in the diggings up at well one. Not only is that a neighborly thing to do, but it's close to the three sites. It also going to cause the trigger USGS, which is the United States Geological Survey, to purchase water from us, and the excess material will be tested for hazmat before they actually put it on our site. And if you guys, I don't know if you guys remember the tour that you took when you first took your seat, there's this void right next to the production well facility up at north of the Seminole, east of the old casino. Mm-hmm. It's you can't park on it, you can't travel, it's real jagged and rough. So once that excess material dries, we'll have a pad and we can use that for whether it's storage or parking vehicles or material or parts. It'll be leveled once it dries. So that's our payment back for volunteering our site. Other topic for rules of conduct, a draft of a stakeholder letter and list, which basically it's an outreach towards other stakeholders that are interested in what's going on with Sigma. And we're also looking for an RFP, which is a request for proposal for a groundwater sustainable plan. We need a consultant, and this is all paid for by that grant money. So that was a discussion today.
Today you had that meeting?
I'm sorry?
What did you say, today?
Yes, today.
So who is the lead agency?
San Antonio Pass Water Agency. Okay. Yeah, they're a state contractor that wholesales the state water project. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we've been not having to really purchase because, we have sufficient groundwater, at least right now.
Yeah.
We're getting a part of that grant, right?
Well, no, this grant is to administer the GSP and the GSA. Okay, but the grant money that we're earmarked for, it'll come either in the spring and the mid and the beginning of 2019.
Right. Okay.
Any public comments? No? Okay, General Manager Board comments. Future agenda items.
Nope.
Public have any?
Julie, you got anything to say? Mm-hmm. You sure?
Yeah.
I do want to say,
Program
Board Members. I do want to say that next month is, I know for the past 2 years, the Capstone School has done their pageant at the exact same time as the board meeting. They have not disclosed what time that will be this year, so I do not know, but I may not be here. I will run over if I'm late.
We change it?
Also, you're in the same boat. I don't know what day they're doing it. They haven't given out any information yet. But for the past 2 years, they've been the same time. Same day.
Tell about the library?
No, the school.
Oh, cool.
So maybe we move it out an hour. I don't want to adjust our timing if their time's going to be different or if it's on a different day. And they're not in session this week. So.
Let's see if we should do it.
I don't know.
Did you just change the date or?
When's the latest we can change the date for the meeting?
Well, if you change the date, it has to be a board action, and I mean, we'll have to convene a session meeting. So either way, if you guys change it now and then you find out.
Having our carries number, can we take a point of privilege? Maybe carry out?
If you guys want to postpone the, I mean, delay the board meeting for an hour, it's, you know, you're privy and if nothing happens, just start an hour late.
What's wrong with that? Where you gotta be? You're retired anyways.
I.
I'm just kidding.
Just gives me time to sit at home.
It's been that way for a couple of years.
Come over, Rhonda, you can come over and see Diane's.
So do we just want to move it to Wednesday? Can we improve that now? But if we move it, if we move it and then the school moves it, then it's. You've got kids in there now too.
You want to carry, you want to go there?
Why don't we, I just call Carrie tomorrow and find out what she knows about it.
Well, if like as I said, remind the board, we gotta reconvene, so.
Yep.
You might want to, why don't you reach out there now?
Let's take a point of privilege.
Just take, and then you can take a break and she can report back.
We'll take a 5 or 10 minute break. Or she calls.
I don't know if she's in a meeting though, that's the stuff.
Today's Wednesday, Tuesday.
Is it a board meeting, school board meeting?
No, those are on Thursdays.
Do you have any special meetings? I know.
I know, she's always at it. She's always at it.
I don't know if they had the.
It's in the cave, Carrie.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm putting that.